there was a technical library there, and then there was an ordinary fiction library. But of course, as money got shorter and shorter, the library closed. That was something that wasn't essential, and all these things that made it. I mean, the Bristow Aeroplane Company in those days was an amazing place. Just about anything that you wanted information on or wanted to know about, they had specialists in it. And he wanted to know something about a laboratory problem, and you'd go along, and there was a chap in his little office, not very busy, sort of looking, reading the paper perhaps, office absolutely to the wall, to the ceiling, in books and pamphlets and leaflets and such. And you'd go in and say, oh, I've got a bit of a problem with grain flow and all the rest of it. And he was the expert. He'd give you wonderful dissertation exactly on the whole thing. And you were speaking from people top of the field, and this was everywhere, in every, in the laboratories and everywhere. They were all wonderfully talented people.